Welcome to Off-Road Spirituality, where we navigate and embrace the beauty in the chaos of the spiritual growth journey.
Okay, everyone, grab your keys. We're taking this off-road.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Off-Road Spirituality.
Thank you so much for joining us today. So, 2 weeks ago, we had a surprise episode. Lisa and I had time to record. We jumped on. We were like, what are we going to talk about? And Lisa said, hey, I know, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. We're doing that again today. So we got some really great feedback, which I thought was amazing when we just kind of hopped on and started talking about information and triggers and gaslighting and quantum physics. And I can't even remember what else, but it was really cool. We got some great feedback about that episode. And when I listened back to it, I think like the next day I was like, it's pretty good shit. So today we had time to hop on another last minute call. And Loria is always wanting to feel very prepared for our episodes. And I was not feeling prepared. And Lisa said, let's do it again. This time, however, I do know what the topic is.
But it's still going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so today we're going to talk about interesting events and phenomena that have happened in our lives, glitches in the system, if you will, and like what they might mean, if anything. So I have a story to start with. So I have this friend who I have not spoken to in years. I think it's been about two years, maybe two and a half, since we've really spoken meaningfully. And I was driving the other day and my phone starts ringing and I look at the phone and it is this friend. And I was like, well, that's interesting. So I pick up the phone. I was like, hey, how's it going? And she starts talking to me and I didn't quite understand what she was saying. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And, you know, she keeps talking. And eventually she goes, wait, who is this? And I said, it's Lisa Meckler, obviously. Because you called me. Yeah. And she was like, oh my gosh. Lisa, like, how the heck are you? I thought I called my cousin. I had asked my car to call so-and-so, and it was her cousin whose name sounded like my last name. So we were like, oh, easy mix-up for a, you know, car play or whatever to make. And so we get to talking, you know, catching up a little bit. And she was like, I have to go teach a class right now, but, you know, it's really nice to hear from you. And she goes, oh my gosh, Lisa, wait. And she said, I am looking at my phone and my cousin's name is on my phone. And she sends me a screenshot and lo and behold, it looks like on her phone that she is on the call with her cousin and sends me another screenshot of her call log. And that also has her cousin's name and not mine. And we were both just like, holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
How does something like this happen? And she texts, she's like, I'm trying to make sense of it. And I just send her the ghost emoji. Like, I.
Because what else?
Well, yeah. And right. Yeah. She's like, basically, yeah. I mean, there's no logical explanation for this. I'm sure now we're going to get all these messages from scientists who tell us the scientific rationale for this. But really, you know, I know that I've known this person in a past life. We have that type of connection. I think about this person randomly from time to time. It's just an interesting relationship and one that is not consistent here on Earth, but I know that it's consistent elsewhere.
Right. Yeah,
so we're just trying to think, like, why were we reconnected? Mm-hmm. There's a reason we were reconnected. Why now?
So the audience will get to know, obviously, already. I've said this so many times. when you first meet someone, you don't know what role they're going to play in your life. I say that all the time. The mm-hmm. other thing I say all the time is there are no such thing as accidents. There are no coincidences. Mm-hmm. There are not. So clearly that was meant to happen. Yesterday, my phone rang and it was a colleague. And when I answered the phone, she didn't say anything initially. And then all of a sudden she was like, wait, hello, Loria? Oh, I didn't even know you called me. I was like, I didn't call you. You called me. She goes, I literally never touched my phone.
Wow.
However, this is a whole other conversation. She is a very close colleague and we work very closely together and with each other. And we've been working, you know, I have been very, very vulnerable on this show about some things I'm going through in my life currently. And I'm just now kind of starting to see, you know, things are getting a little disentangled. So I'm starting to see kind of what, you know, the purpose is, like what's going on. But she has been just so critical in helping me for months now, as such a selfless soul. And she, this is a much longer story, but she texted me a week or two ago and was like, you need to call me. Your soul guide is in my house. It's like, oh, that's interesting. And it was funny because we all hear about spirit guides, right?
Right.
And the angels, but I had never actually heard that term, soul guide. And so it's a much longer story I will get into for our audience at another time in the near future. But she has been texting me or calling me quite frequently since this being showed up in her house. And yes, we do know it is benevolent. And yes, we have made certain that this is of the light, this being, and is who they say they are. But she has been texting and calling me saying, yeah, she's here again and needs to communicate with you. And I'm like, this is where things get a little murky. But it's been interesting because the phone thing has happened more than once where she has called me. I have picked up the phone and she had never even touched her phone and did not call me. So yeah, I'm sure you're right. The scientists could get on this and have, you know, reasonable explanations for it. Mm-hmm. But I have another one. You know, I've talked also on this show about how, you know, ever since I was a little kid, you know, I see things that other people cannot see.
Right.
And interestingly, I did see this particular being three times in the same afternoon, the one that was hanging out at my friend's house. But, you know, we see things, people talk about how they see things out of the corner of their eye and then there's nothing there.
Yep.
In our field.
All the time.
Yes, all the time. Mm-hmm. In our field, we understand that that's not entirely accurate. What you see out of the corner of your eye, it exists in reality. It just may not exist in the visual. So, you know, I've talked about this. I see crazy shit all the time that other people can't see. And a lot of times, like everyone else, when I turn to look, like it's not there, whatever. Last summer, the day after my son's wedding, my daughter was in town and one of my close girlfriends was at my house. The three of us were at my house and we were sitting in my living room. And my girlfriend was, the way she was situated on the couch, she was facing my son's, well, my guest room where, you know, where my kids stay. Mm-hmm. And she kept looking and she goes, did you get a cat? Wouldn't you know if I got a cat? No, I didn't get a cat. She goes, there's a cat sitting on the bed. So I get up and I look and like, I see a lot of crazy stuff. Nothing really startles me, but literally it was one of those my blood went cold in my body situations. Mm. My daughter gets up to look and all three of us all three of us looked like we had probably seen a ghost. This does not happen often, but it can happen. And people new to this type of conversation are probably going to be like, oh my God, these chicks are out of their freaking minds. They don't know what they're talking about. They're crazy. There was a cat sitting on this bed. All three of us were just standing there, just frozen, staring at this cat that was very obviously a cat.
I'm loving this visual.
Okay, thank you. Because I'm starting to think maybe we should have this story edited out.
No, I'm here for it. I'm like, this is a scene in Harry Potter. Continue.
Yeah. So literally, this does not happen to me because I mean, 60 years, man, I'm used to this kind of stuff.
Right.
So I walk into the bedroom and the closer I'm getting, like, it's clear there's a cat sitting on this bed. Once I crossed the threshold of the door, it was my friend's bag and like her sweater. And I turned around, like I was shaking. These things do not freak me out. And I was shaking and I turned around and I go, it's your bag and your sweater. And all three of us, it's like the blood drains from your body, right?
Yeah.
And I go, that was a cat, right? And these two are looking at me because I always have an explanation for everything. Like,
yeah,
you're not imagining it. So, yeah, I mean, that was, it sounds so innocuous, which it was. But, you know, we see things that later we can make sense of. But who's mm-hmm. to say, like, I know what I saw and it wasn't just me. You know, my daughter, my kids have the same abilities that I do. They see things differently. Like, it would be interesting to bring them on the show to talk about, you know, the things that they have experienced because they have their clairs. They have the same clairs, but they present differently than mine and then from each other. So yeah, as soon as Lisa brought up this topic, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to talk about the cat.
The cat, yeah. Well, isn't it interesting how like we talk ourselves out of seeing these things
from a
logical perspective?
Yeah.
Right? We tell ourselves, oh, it wasn't that, it was something different. And
right.
I mean, it must not have been a cat because it was clearly like the bag and the jacket. But all three of you were sitting here saying like, no, I saw this cat and I know mm-hmm. I saw this cat, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And we gaslight ourselves out of these, believing these phenomenon, even though we know deep down inside it was true.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Something similar happened to me when I was pretty young, actually. I was probably like maybe 12 or 13. And my kitchen at the house I grew up in looks out into the backyard. We had a pool at the time. And it was middle of the night. I was thirsty, got up and went to go get some water. I'm looking out at the backyard and just to the right of the pool, there's this like open space where there was pool furniture and things. And I see this shadow of a girl with her face in her hands, kneeling down crying. And I just remember standing there staring like, what am I looking at? You know, I'm like half asleep, but I know it's this girl. I can see it. And I stare long enough and I look at, I was like, oh, you know, I think what it is the street light on the other side of the pool casting a shadow onto the pool furniture and the pool furniture's outline. Like the shape of the girl is the outline of the chair. Like, whew. Shake it off, go back to sleep. I wake up in the morning, go back into the kitchen, look outside, and I look at the pool furniture, and I'm like, no, that pool furniture outline looks nothing like a girl. Like, right. Could not have been anything different. Like, could not have been more different than what I was seeing that mm-hmm. night. And I know to this day, there was a spirit there. Mm-hmm. I don't know who she was. I don't know that she's ever come back. But mm-hmm. if she has, I haven't seen her. But I know that it was her. But in that moment, my brain was like, no, I must make sense of this. So I am going, I don't know if it's like the chicken or the egg, right? Like, is it that we see these things and then our brain tries to make sense of it, so then perceives other things differently? Oh. Or is it spirit, like helping us feel better about ourselves?
Right.
Shifting things a little bit so that we can perceive something that's quote unquote logical, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it is interesting when we try to talk ourselves out of these situations and when we can't, you know, even I think the most practical, logical, scientifically faith-based or scientifically minded people mm-hmm. have some situation in their life where they're like, yeah, this weird thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been a spirit. I don't know, you know? Yeah. And then we just like brush it aside and move on. And then, you know, people like you who see these things day in, day out, multiple times a day are like, mm-hmm. no, can't just brush it under the rug.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely true. And as we're talking, I'm like, oh my gosh, I literally have dozens, if not hundreds of stories. So I'm just going to put this out there now. We've talked about our website where you can contact us and send us notes. And we have a phone number that I think is in our show notes and probably on our website. If people are enjoying this and you want to hear more, you know, you're welcome to send in your own stories too.
Yeah, we'd love to share them. Real,
I know, we could probably do this once a month. There's so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Like I'm sitting here thinking of all the random things that have happened with me and with my kids. Like my son and I went, we were visiting colleges, you know, when he was a senior in high school. And we were at Syracuse University. And it's interesting, like they have some of the most highly respected programs in the country with brand new, beautiful, modern buildings. And they also have this hill that has all of these. They're not, I'm trying to think of the name of the architectural style, but it's like late 1800s, not Gothic. It might be Gothic. I don't know. Anyway, the women's building we went into, I don't remember why we went in there, and we walked in and it was bustling full of people. And my son and I got very quiet and we were just walking, not speaking to each other. And all of a sudden my son said to me, "Can you feel them?" And I said, "I can see them."
Mm.
And I could see all of these women from the, you know, late 1800s, early 1900s, you know, living their lives at this university in their building, you know, moving through the building. But the interesting thing was when I went into the restroom, I started seeing women from the 1930s. And early 1940s. So I didn't plan to get into this conversation at all when we started this episode. You know, I had to, my last truck broke up with me over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to go look at new vehicles. And I took my friend's husband with me. And I test drove a truck that was over my price point, and I was trying to negotiate, you know, with the manager. And you know how when you buy a car, whether it's new or used, they have those big huge numbers, the stickers or whatever that they put mm-hmm. on the front of the vehicle with the, yeah. with the number, you know, with the price. And so the price was well over what I wanted to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And we went inside and I had decided to purchase it. And I was kind of like trying to negotiate whatever. And I said to my friend's husband, how much was it again? And we said the number. And I got up and I walked over to the window and I looked outside and the numbers on the windshield were different. They were not the same. They were lower. And I went back and I said to him, what was it again? And he said the exact number that I saw. We both saw the exact number.
Mm-hmm.
And when I looked outside, again, it was different. It was lower. And he is a very practical, reasonable, you know, grounded human being. And he goes, "Well, they must have changed the price." And I go, "Why would they run out there real quick and lower the price for me when they're telling me they've already lowered it by $10,000 last week and they cannot negotiate with me?" But it was funny because he had been telling me, "I really think you should try to get them to go down this much." That was the exact amount, the exact dollar amount that the price was reduced.
That's cool.
And there, I know we had literally just walked like through the door. There was no way someone had enough time to run out there, rip off the numbers and put on new numbers. There
right.
was no yeah. way. That was not right. a possibility. And why would they do that?
Right.
Why would they be like, "You know what? We're just going to throw this out and we're just going to give her a deal because we feel like it. That's not
pick the exact number that they're hoping for and put it on the tree. Yeah. Wow. That's really cool.
It's not explainable.
Right. Well,
right. I mean, right. In practical terms. So when we were getting on this episode, I said, what are we going to call it? Like unexplained supernatural phenomena. And Lisa goes, let's just call it weird shit. And I go, please let us call it that. Please let us. Because I'm more profane, as you all have realized, than Lisa is. But then I was thinking a better title would be, you can't make this shit up.
You can't.
Which is what I say to my clients on a daily basis.
Right.
Because the things that come through, you can't make sense of. Especially like, I'm sure the same thing happens with you. I'm working with my clients and I see things or ask them something or bring up something that makes no sense. Mm-hmm. And they will say, how did you know that?
Yep.
And I say to them, can't make this shit up.
Yeah.
Because you can't.
Yeah. It's interesting. And one thing I was thinking about the other day is asking for signs, asking for help from spirit. You know, like you didn't have to ask for help from spirit with your car. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe this was a manifestation moment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We should ask Grace about that. yeah. You haven't checked out the episode with Grace Martinez. Go back in our list of episodes. But, you know, recently I've been so focused on connecting with my own subconscious, my own unconscious mind, my higher self, and working on trusting myself, because for so long I felt like I needed to kind of outsource decision making. I needed help. And I realized my work is to trust myself. So I've been so focused on internal decision-making and validation and trust that I have forgotten to ask for help and ask for signs from my guides. It just came to me yesterday. I was like, oh, I need to get back to that, you know? And I think it's important to remember that, you know, we all have spirit guides. We all have angels around us and supporting us. And it's the most beautiful, unconditional love we could ever imagine, with no judgment and a total understanding of the fact that we have free will, and they're there to guide us and to help and support in whatever is best for us at that given time. So, you know, even though we didn't need to ask, you didn't need to ask, you know, I didn't need to ask to be connected to this friend. I don't know why I have to be, but it's something, right? Mm-hmm. That they're always there supporting and perhaps morphing things so that we don't think what we're seeing is completely insane.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. We have a second episode coming up with a return guest, Thomas Gates, and we asked him very specifically to address the existence of angels because he sees them. I also see angels, but not in the same way that he does. He sees them with the naked eye. And he is not the first healer I have heard speak to the power of asking. You know, we do have spirit guides, which this is not something I say like, oh, yeah, you know, I've been in this field and seeing these things. Like, it took me a while to wrap my head around that. So it's not something I throw out lightly, you know, the existence of spirit guides. I have seen mine and in the moment did not realize who they were. Mm-hmm. But Thomas, as I said, sees angels. He sees them visually.
Yeah.
And he talks about how we all have them. And he is not the first person that I have heard say, the angels are literally waiting for you. They are just waiting for you to ask them for help. Mm-hmm. And they are there and they are available. Mm-hmm. And like what you are saying, you know, I've been working with Thomas for probably about a year, working together, training with him, and we've become, you know, quite good friends. And I've really taken to heart, you know, I've read his book 3 times. You know, I work with him all the time. And he just talks about how benevolent these beings are, you know, and they are here and readily available for us to ask for help. And the thing that we don't realize is they are there helping us even when we are not asking for help.
That's true.
You know, I have a situation from when I was probably around 21 or 22 years old. I'm not going to get into it on this because it was such a disturbing experience. But even then, even in the moment, this was years before I was in, you know, working as a healer. I had a situation that was so frightening. It's hard for me to even talk about it now, but I knew in the moment that I was saved by an angel. I was very, very clear.
Yeah.
And it would have been a nightmare. That has happened with me more than once in my life where I knew that I was literally saved by an angel. And in the last few years, kind of since the pandemic, there has been a pattern for me that I'm going to share. Anyone who knows me knows I am a very defensive driver. I am very safe. I do not tailgate. I don't speed unless I'm like in Los Angeles where you have to. You know, I don't have road rage, none of those things. And so I'm a very careful driver. 5 times since the pandemic, since I think 2021, 5 times in 5 years, I have been on a freeway and I have had a situation where I would have been hit head on by another driver. Wow. Or T-boned by another driver. 5 times this has happened in 5 years. And each time there was no way these cars were not going to hit me. And in each situation, I would have been dead. And I was very clear. And each time there was no way I was not going to get hit head on.
And yet somehow you didn't.
And yet somehow, I mean, I could go into each it doesn't even matter, but right. Watching what happened made no sense. There is no way that was not divine intervention. There was no way. And actually, Thomas talks about it, that in his book as well, where he was saved from what would have been a catastrophic and probably fatal accident. Right.
Well, I mean, that just means that you both have more work to do here. Okay. You have more light. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we probably
to spread and to share.
So that went so fast. That was like the fastest 30 minutes ever. And we just got into both weird shit and you can't make this shit up conversation, dialogue. We'd love to hear your stories. And if you're interested, if you enjoyed this episode, please send us a note, call us, leave a message, reach out to us personally. We'd like to hear your stories. And if you want to hear more of ours, let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. Super, super happy to hear anything anyone has to share. That would be really exciting for us. And I'm sure for the rest of our audience. Thanks everyone so much for tuning in this week. We love you. And please don't forget you are divinely protected.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you next week. Thanks so much. We'll see you off road.